Star 94.1, and we welcome Ty Tribbett. Ty, how's it going, man?
All is well, man.
Hey, listen. Hey,
what's going on? It's been a while since I've been on Star 94.
Hey, for real. Hey, first of all, we want to thank you, man, for coming down. And, oh, man, you were a blessing, man, at our picnic at the Pavilion.
I love it. You know, every year, if y'all call me, I'm there. It's amazing to see that many people blessing the Lord. And, you know, it's a great worship experience. And we had a good time again this year.
Hey, good, good. Your third project, your second project to come in at number one.
Yes.
Oh man, how does that make you feel, Ty?
I don't know. I don't really focus or concentrate on that because I think by nature I'm a people pleaser. You know what I mean? So I don't really focus on whether my album is number one or number 100. Because if it starts getting bad, then I'm gonna try to do something to try to adjust, to try to make it go back to number one. And I just want to keep worshiping the Lord and all that stuff. But it's definitely humbling and you know, to every height of success is still on the other end. It's a weight of responsibility. So okay. I assume the responsibility, and I'm excited about it.
At one period in your career, it was all about Mud, Kingdom music. Where are we now, Ty?
Kingdom. It's called Kingdom music now. I added Mud music because, you know, we were doing so many different other music. We was doing a lot of secular music at the time as well. And so we were singing background for different artists and whatever. And we came out of that now. We're just all doing it strictly for the kingdom of God now. So we call our style of music Kingdom Music.
Kingdom Music.
Yeah.
Ty, tell us about this. What's about the orange jumpsuit?
What you know about the orange jumpsuit, brother?
I want to know.
Man, all I got to say is pay your tickets, everybody.
I heard that.
Man, it got backed up, and you know how you miss court dates.
Right.
They put warrants out on you or whatever. So my court dates and my warrants just kept piling up. I stayed on the road, ministering to the people of God, but not handling my business and being submitted under the authority God placed on earth. So I wasn't being obedient. So it all backed up on me, and I had to wear an orange jumpsuit, brother.
Man.
In there doing jail ministry.
Oh, hey, I heard that.
Yes, sir.
Hey, God knows where to put you, right?
Oh, yes, Lord. Humble me real quick, and I was like, wow. Thank you, Jesus. And everybody in there like, ain't you the brother? Ain't you the boy? Ain't you the guy for God? What you doing there? But God humbled me, man. Made me get my act together, man. So all is well now. Praise God.
I heard that. Let's talk about Stand Out.
Stand Out.
Hey, man.
I'm excited about that. Now, this one is produced by it had no input from any outside producers or the label or nothing like that. Stand Out is our second live album, but our third CD on Columbia Records. Man, this is the one to me. I love this one because, like I said, it's like it's our baby. It's not mixed with anybody else's hand. It's just me and my two brothers. We produced it, and GA it's GA Raw. It's our music, our presentation, our worship to God. Untainted, and we're excited about this one. It's high energy, of course. It's going to be us. It's going to be high energy, but yet it has a lot. It's substantial. It has a lot of substance and weight and in-depth worship as well. So I think you can find something for everybody on this project.
Let's talk about some of the songs. Let's talk about Hold On, man. That groove, man.
Hold On. That groove came in the basement of my house doing a sound check, and pastor just playing the keys. I said, oh, my Lord. And I put the drum beat to it, and the song came not too long after. You know, just sometimes you need to know and be reminded that everything's going to be all right. So especially as high the gas prices is now, you need that song.
I'm serious.
I need that song. Hey. So that's what that song is. So Hold On. I call that the summer jam, man.
Hey, Well Done. Woo! Oh, man. That'll bring tears to your eyes.
What you know about that?
Man, I love that song.
Wow. I wrote the beginning part of that song about 3 or 4 years ago, and then the end part came, I guess, you know, this year or last year. The song came because, I don't know, just thinking about heaven and wondering how it would be, literally how the rapture was going to take place and stuff like that. And then that Richard Smallwood influence came on me at the end.
Hey.
And we just tried to create, you know, a heavenly welcome, you know, from the voice of God. Man, we actually had all these things like Thunder and Lightning and the Lions Roar and the whole choir just screaming, enter into, but we couldn't, it didn't all work out when we was trying to mix it, you know, in the studio, but I tried to, you know, really mimic the, how the voice of God would sound to say, enter into my joy servant, well done. I really wanted people to feel a heavenly environment, and they are. I'm excited.
Yeah. Chasing After You.
That is my favorite song on the whole entire album.
Man, I was fighting between Well Done and Chasing After You.
And you know, I was too. That's why they're back to back. Chasing After You. Oh, my gosh. First of all, I wrote that song 2 days or 3 days before we recorded this album. Two or three days before that. And that song, it just keeps me hungry for God. So you'll never get settled. You'll never get content. You know, growing up in church all my life and playing, you know, you kind of think you know God and you know the church, you know, movements or politics. Man, this song keeps you hungry for God. The Bible says, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And all you got to do as a child of God is develop an appetite. And once you get an appetite, everything is shut down until that hunger is fulfilled. If you're hungry, I know you got to go to work at Star 94, but
you're going
to get something to eat real quick first.
Most definitely.
And then go to everything shuts down to fulfill your hunger. So that song keeps me hungry for him. And so everything will shut down until I connect to him.
Hey, I need you.
Oh, that's the same thing. it's the same message in two different styles. That song is mixed. It just keeps me humble and realize, yeah, you got gifts, yeah, you got talents, and yeah, you might be successful in this earth, in this season, but never forget that you need the Lord. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that song keeps me connected as well.
I think it was the last track, something about the hood or something like that.
That song came when I was in the artist jumpsuit.
I heard that.
Well, not the song, but the title came. You know, you're talking to the fellas in there, and it's like, wow. They might have done some dumb things, but some of them are good people now. Some of them are heathens that needed to sit down in there for a minute.
I heard that.
But for the most part, you know, it's like, wow, these are good people, man. These are good brothers. Just got caught making dumb decisions, and so it's some good in the hood.
Hey.
So that song came out of that.
Oh, all right. How about
me too. I'm a product of the hood, Camden, New Jersey, and you know, most of the people that are successful now are product of
the hood.
Yeah.
How about Look Up? The song Look Up.
Look Up. You know, we put an interlude on the last album. It's called it was Look Up, and everybody was like, "Man, you gotta finish that song. Don't leave it like that. I can't believe it." So we had to go back to the drawing board and finish that up and put Kiki on it. And that song is just an encouragement to look up and let you know that all that you need is right there. The Bible says when Abraham was about to kill his son, the Bible says the angel said, no, don't kill your son. And he said, now I know that you trust the Lord. And Abraham, the Bible says, Abraham lifted up his eyes. Then he saw the ram caught in the bush. He saw his provision. So if he had never looked up, he would have never known that his provision was right there. So a lot of times we look to the left and the right, and all we see is problems. But if we just look up, we'll see the hand of the Lord in our lives right where we are.
All hail the King.
Oh, that's my song. That's like we had a parade and Jesus is on a float and we just dancing around the float, just singing All Hail the King. That's my song where we show off the majesty of the Lord and brag about how great our God is in an earth and in a world that seems to kind of, you know, disregard his power. So that's our show off song of our great God.
Hey, now, you chose Virginia Beach, the rock church, to do your project, man. We appreciate that. Why Virginia Beach to do your project?
While we was doing the Victory album, every time we came to Virginia, the Virginia area, the response was so great. Because, you know, Virginia, D.C. area loves go-go music.
Right. Right, yeah.
So every time we would come here doing the Victory album run, oh, my God, the place was just overwhelmingly packed, and the love and the support and the energy was so high. I said, if I do anything else, it's got to be in Virginia. So that's what encouraged me to do it there.
Our guest is Ty Tribute. Ty, what's next for a Ty Tribute?
Oh, man, what's next? I don't know. I'm going to Disney World. No, right now I'm chilling right now on the porch with my family, man, and enjoying a beautiful day. We're getting definitely into television. We're talking to a couple of networks about either a reality show or like a Chris Rock type show where you have guests, musical guests. Musical guests, you have an interview, and then you have like skits and stuff like that. Because I'm crazy. I love acting and I love stuff like that in theater. So either a reality show or a Chris Rock type show, we're talking to a couple of networks now. So, but this is a sight and sound generation, man. You can't just be heard.
Right.
You got to be seen as well. So we're definitely getting into acting, movies, all that good stuff, so we can be seen representing the kingdom of God everywhere.
Ty, got a question for you.
What's the question?
Do you ever use energy drinks?
I don't use energy drinks.
You don't know?
I'm going to make one.
Hey.
It's going to be called Praise Juice.
Hey, you need to bottle that one, man. Hey, put it on the market.
Hey, look out for it in stores, y'all. 7-Eleven all over the world. Praise Juice.
Ty Tribbett's Praise Juice.
Yeah, I think that'll sell, man. I need to get on the phone and talk to somebody.
Ty, I want a cut.
Oh, man, you got to get a piece. See, everybody going to want a piece now.
You can't fool me.
I'll give you a 10% tip. If Jesus is 10, I'll give you 10, and I should have the rest.
All right. Hey, now, where do you get all that energy from, Ty?
Man, the energy is from the joy of the Lord, man. This is the most exciting point of my life when I'm praising and worshiping the Lord, and youth and adults and older young people need to see the excitement of worship and the excitement of praise. David said, restore to me the joy of salvation. So there's a joy that should be attached with just being saved that people need to see, that I'm trying to show.
Our guest, Ty Tribbett, the album is called Stand Out.
Stand Out.
Number one in the country.
Thank y'all for making it number one, people of God, and keep on buying it. I don't have to stay number one, but keep on buying it. And keep on supporting the kingdom of God. Don't burn it. Buy it.
Hey.
Please.
Hey, for real.
Don't
burn it.
I'll make a T-shirt.
Hey.
You know what? I got to come on Star 94 for more. I'm getting all these ideas.
I'm telling you.
T-shirt and a praise juice already.
Hey, for real. If you need a marketing person, I'm here, Ty.
Yes, sir.
Hey, our guest is Ty Tribbett. We thank Ty for joining us. Ty, it has been a blessing. Keep on praising the Lord. Keep on doing what you're doing, man. We
Thank
love you,
sir.
Ty. Ty Tribbett on Star 94.1.
Peace.